Let's bring in a man who's always alert, Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. What's happening, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. And it was a tough day down at Gainesville Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got off to a great start. And, you know, Tim Tebow is such a weapon that spreads that offense out. And they've got Percy Harvin has got such great speed and ability. And they got rolling early. And I think most of us thought once Vanderbilt sort of took that initial wave and fell behind 14-0, then they scored. And when they got it to 14-7, you felt like, okay, you're kind of back in things. But then Florida shifted into another gear and scored three times before the end of the half, and it was really all over by then. And, you know, 498 yards offense, the most Vanderbilt's given up this year. And of course, Tebow was spectacular. Three touchdowns passing, two rushing. And I think Percy Harvin became the first Gator to ever rush for and receive for 100 yards in the same game. So they kind of had their way. The defense, I think, was just beaten, and they know that, and they were out of position sometimes, and so they'll come back. And the good news is there's a whole lot left to play for, so it's not too hard to put that one behind you, learn from it, and move on.
And Joe, how awesome was Percy Harvin in the first half? He touched the ball first 15 times, 7 rushes for 84 yards, 8 catches for 105 yards, thus the 35-7 Gators lead going into the intermission.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we expected him to touch it quite a bit. There'd been a lot of talk with Tebow hurt with that shoulder, and you could really see it. I mean, Kevin, we were talking about it during the broadcast. In warm-ups, he wouldn't even raise his arm that much, that right arm. And in fact, that one ball that was snapped over his head, I think his injured right shoulder had a lot to do with that, because he really basically went up with 1.5 arms to get it. And but he was able to get through without really taking a lot of hits. I was a little disappointed, and I guess you have to give the credit to Florida for their speed on the corners, but I was a little disappointed on the times when, or especially earlier in the game, when Tebow did run the option, they weren't able to force him to run it. You know, they allowed him to go ahead and pitch it, because you want to get a good, clean shot on him every time you get a chance, and they weren't able to do that very often.
And the other thing that they did, Joe, was really spread Vanderbilt out and use their speed. And you know, Tebow did a good job of spreading it around. You know, he gave it to Harvin and threw it to Harvin a lot, but he hit other targets. And when that happens, and Florida was just ready to play after the Georgia game. And, you know, I told Kevin, wrong team, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, but you kind of felt it was going to be one of two ways. It was either going to be a team that was really going to click on all cylinders because they were mad, or it was going to be a team that was going to be down because their title hopes had kind of gone. But we got the team that was ready to play, and give them credit. I thought Vanderbilt hung in there. And now the thing the Commodores are dealing with once again is the issues at quarterback. When you've got McKenzie Adams banged up, he played hurt throughout that game, got hurt again early. They brought in Chris Nixon, who took a shot and had to come right back out. And so they're dealing with those issues again this week, hopefully at least, and talking to Bobby that he thinks Mac will be pretty well all healed up by Saturday, and that's good news. But it's just it is a problem for an offense when you don't know who your quarterback is going to be. You don't have that one guy back there all the time to count on.
And all the games left are difficult games. You got Kentucky, Tennessee, and Wake Forest still to come. And the thing that you said, Joe, as we started our conversation here, is they still have a lot to play for. Every game's going to be important regardless of how they go.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That's the bonus to it. There shouldn't be any motivational issues anymore, and I think they'll do what they usually do. They'll come in and will have come in yesterday and looked at film and done a little workout, a mild workout. They'll take today off, and then they'll get back after it tomorrow and get ready for Kentucky, because this defense knows Kentucky's going to come in here and throw the ball around too, so they've got to be ready.
And basketball tonight as well as the coaches show?
Yep, coaches show at 7 o'clock. So the basketball game will not be broadcast tonight. It's the exhibition game against Tusculum, so hopefully folks will go to the game and listen to the show. But good first chance to see all the new faces. And I know a lot of folks really looking forward to seeing A.J. Ogilvie play in the middle. I'll be curious to see how much the guys actually play tonight, because, you know, it is still early. There are still conditioning issues that are going on, and see what combinations Kevin Stallings tries to utilize tonight. I think you'll see a lot of mixing and matching in this first exhibition game.
Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.